and I walked here as I signaled in the last thing that I just posted. I was feeling tightness in my chest, and then I took my blood pressure, and it was like 187 over 100 something. And it's actually been higher than that, but I wasn't feeling any kind of normal. So I took two of the panic pills, and they took about an hour to fully relieve the situation. I'm not really worried about a heart attack. I'm not heart attack material. Chest pains can mean all kinds of things. And I don't normally take two of these pills at once. Or I didn't used to, but I started doing that. Because it just works faster. If I take just one, it takes probably an hour, half hour, 40 minutes. And I end up taking a second one anyway, after I take that one. So I might as well just do them both at once. And I have plenty. I was thinking about it again, though. It crossed my mind after I nearly got hit by that truck. You know, would I be laid up in a hospital, assuming I even survived, obviously. If I was laid up in a hospital like that, unconscious, how am I going to adjust to suddenly not having any alcohol? Hopefully I could wake up in time to tell him I need a couple of these pills. I guess it's not something to worry about, but it is one of those things that makes me think, hey, I could just quit drinking altogether and not worry about that, and not have to worry about that scenario. So I'm walking around, I'm blasting Howl over the kiosks, among other things. Just a lot of spoken word, now that I've figured out how to make almost anything loud enough to be obnoxiously loud. I'm getting more creative with the programming. It was exciting yesterday, one of my cohorts in this was out dialing in the kiosk, and I could see the calls coming in on my conference call setup. And it felt like I was running a radio station, it really did, because I played one of his favorite songs. Even though I told him I don't usually do requests, but it really was kind of an exciting thing. So, something to think about if I'm ever able to organize a posse of people to just go out and do this whenever they have a minute. And I'll keep the music playing or the spoken word or whatever's clever. I really was feeling like I had to be away from the desk now. Just the stress of typing another story about payphones was enough to crush me. It felt like it was burying me. And I've had days like that where, I mean, I've had days where it's the most intriguing subject in the world. Because there always seems to be some new fixation or some new point of focus. Lately, it's been looking for a religion in these things. I've been doing more research on prey and more or less confirmed that some people claim that that's the only word she ever wrote. And actually, I'm only hearing that claim for the first time because any source I've ever heard or read said that she wrote all kinds of stuff, religious messages, pray, mercy, read your Bible, that kind of stuff. And I do remember seeing it all over the place, or it seemed all over the place back in 91 when I first heard about it. And I was a little more religious back then, so it made that connection to me. But whatever the case, I'm still finding it. I found mercy down by, on a phone by NYU, and I found three instances of go to church, read your Bible. And those are the ones that really got me thinking about this again. Now I must look like some kind of kook walking around town staring at payphones. And one woman was sitting there looking at me do that with a somewhat chagrined look on her face. And I was just about to tell her I'm looking for God, because like, she looked like she just had this air about her that she had a sense of humor. And I was going to tell her that, and it would have made it for a good conversation maybe, but I never have the nerve to do that. But when I, there was some discussion about the kiosks on an Upper West Side newspaper or online paper, or the were talking about how there are going to be new kiosks coming to certain locations. And the comments were kind of gratifying to me or satisfying to me. Everybody said that they cannot connect to the Wi-Fi, or it's very slow, or they connect but it never stays connected. And that's kind of what I thought the reality of these things was. Like, there's the propaganda and then there's the reality. And I don't know if the reality is ever going to catch up to the propaganda. So I feel good now. I'm sort of curious to check my blood pressure again to see how many points it came down. I mean, the pills are too good. They work too well, because I'll be feeling fine tonight and thinking I can drink, but of course you can't do that. And then even when I do start, if I wait a few days, as I probably will, as I know I will, even just a few days, your tolerance really goes down. And I end up getting a bit of a hangover, even on just a little bit of booze. But, so, you know, the last time I was here at this phone, I didn't realize it, but I was being a payphone hog. A woman standing nearby was, like, impatiently waiting for me to finish my call. I haven't seen that in a long time. I think the last time that happened, I was doing an interview on the BBC at a payphone on Broadway in Astoria, and we talked for about an hour, and a dude was standing behind me, acting impatient, and then eventually he moved on. But that was a guy named Peter. I never knew him much, but he was a raging alcoholic, but now he works at at JFK and I think baggage handling or something like that. Anyway, I got my noise-canceling headphones. I'm walking around Midtown like this. No one else here. I can see him, but I can't hear him. It's amazing how those things work. I really hear absolutely nothing from the outside when there's music playing on the headphones. All right. Just checking in. I'm feeling better. And onward. I'm probably just going to walk back. I'd like to work up I'd like to get good and tired so I can sleep better tonight than I have been. I mean, I've been sleeping really well. Really well. I mean, I woke up from a weird dream, but mostly the sleep, I wake up thinking that was good. This is good. It's not always like that. But if I get good and tired today, that'll make sleep a little easier. But I'm not afraid of the sleep without booze like I used to be. It's become kind of an adventure.